Let's go.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one, I think. What do you think?
You know, well, before we record the interview, it was a good one. So I think we'll say we have a fun one coming.
We have a fun one coming up. Lots of good times. Couple pretty good stories and a really long one. But
if you like road trips,
if you like road trips and naked people jumping in the water, you'll like this one. I'll tell you that much. If you're not our friends and family, we don't really know why you're listening, but if we think you could have fun, if you are our friends and family, you'll like it. So, Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
Grant, I helped you move a couch.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, I think I got my weightlifting in for like 3 months, so thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm also gonna say, I don't talk shit about people that weightlift for like the main reason is I know that I can't. But even on top of that, moving a couch up 3 flights of stairs makes you like you feel like you got your weightlifting, your cardio, like you got everything in.
I will say your staircase is pretty darn narrow, made it a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a pull-out bed, like. Kind
of
heavy.
Yeah, but it's here now. And then we thought we were going to get stuck in the doorway because we did kind of get stuck in the doorway a little bit.
I was very confident. I had extreme confidence we were going to get that thing out of there.
I had zero confidence that it was...
You're lucky you have me.
Honestly, if it was me, I would have started breaking it. But it got in here. Nothing broke. We're all good. I don't even think we really scratched the wall.
I think that scratch was... Before.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
If the
it
people...
doesn't match the color of the legs. That's what I'm saying.
It's true.
Your legs are brown and that was a dark black.
Exactly. It wouldn't make any sense. Science doesn't support it. I will run forensics on it. It's not mine. Not my scratch.
The other thing was one of my bosses found out about the podcast.
Hmm.
Kind of cool because he's brought it up 4 days in a row at work.
Did he listen to it?
No, he keeps like saying he will though. So it's one of those things like cool, but like I don't want my boss listening. Hey, if you're listening to this, let me know. So yeah, it's growing. We're growing.
We are expanding as a podcast. That being said, we'd like to give a shout out to our partner.
Shout out,
Paper Time Pencil.
How are we gonna do this?
I don't know. I just keep going.
What was the deal?
I don't know. I paid him too, but you know, whatever. Get him some views. Maybe he'll drop Charlie and Me. Any of you guys want to watch some good instructional drawing videos? I think they're instructional. I gotta be honest. I haven't seen one yet.
Just be confident, Grant. They're instructional videos.
How about this? They're fun videos. So Paper Time Podcast or Paper Time Pencil. Check it out.
YouTube.
Okay. I had a pretty good weekend too.
Yes, you do.
Friday went out for happy hour for my the people, one of the guys at my work.
How happy was it?
It was good. We had a good time. Then I woke up early on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the day.
And I woke up somehow for some reason. I got up at 4 a.m. and then I was like, I can't go back to sleep. So I just decided, screw it. I took a shower and I drove all the way to Iowa City. Because I had a wedding in Iowa City. Congrats, Ryan and Caroline.
Congrats, Grant, you did it. You got married.
Yeah, nope.
Sorry.
Congrats, Ryan and Caroline. That was fun. Good time. Saw a lot of people from high school that I wanted to see. That's the highlight. Sometimes you see people from high school and you're like, you know, like both of us kind of agree we didn't really want to see each other. And I don't mean to say it in a bad way. I like everyone I went to high school with for the most part, but every now and then you're just like, I don't want to deal with this 15 times in a row. So anyway, it was a blast. Had a really good time and experienced Iowa City. I went to a bunch of Iowa City shitty bars in a full suit, and I was the only one there in a full suit. So that was a weird move.
Do you feel like Don Draper just classed up the joint?
Well, not really, because they're all like 18, and then I look like I'm 12, and everyone's like, why is this 12-year-old at the bar in a suit? And I'm like, well, I'm actually 24, and I'm older than you, but you're in it's all right.
Did you get ID?
Yeah, I got ID'd.
Okay.
They're probably like, this kid's dressed up in a suit just to get in the bar.
He's trying to get us.
Oh, what a clown. But yeah, it was a fun weekend. Then Sunday, we moved a couch. I'll be honest, it was a pretty full weekend. It was a pretty full weekend.
It's not light. So I did not light weekend.
Not light at all. But that being said, yeah, when you drive on the road, sometimes you eat fast food. And I'm not
sure. Oh, yeah.
I didn't eat any, actually. But that being said,
I broke down in oh, sorry, go for it.
Podium of fast foods. Go ahead, Charlie.
I broke down on Friday night and got McDonald's.
Ooh. Sometimes you just kind of crave it.
I think it's the first time I haven't had McDonald's that I, when I wasn't hungover in probably like 3-4 years.
We went once during the basketball games. When was it?
Over though, as hell.
We were a little hungover, and then went.
That was bull. That was January 1st.
No.
Yeah.
We went to Portillo's on January 1st.
And then, no.
You didn't come downtown with me after that.
I didn't. When was that?
I don't remember, but we were both a little hungover.
That's all I remember.
We went, and I had chicken nuggets, but I couldn't eat them all. No, I ate all the chicken nuggets, but then I also got a McChicken.
You got a McChicken.
And so I just put the McChicken in my pocket because I couldn't finish it, and then I put it next to the...
2 hours later.
I put it next to the TV. Oh, it was the Super Bowl.
Ah, that's what it was. What did we do the night before the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, we went to the casino that morning. And the night before, I don't know what you did, but I was at a bachelor party.
Yeah. I remember now. Okay.
Anyway, podium of fast foods. Charlie, go first. What do you got?
Grant, start us off. What do you got?
I'll start us off Shake Shack.
I've never had a Shake Shack.
Oh, dude, it's so good. You want a greasy burger and good fries, and then top it off with, you can get a shake if you want, but I get a Coke.
Have you had In-N-Out?
I never have, and I hear it's overrated.
I was going to say, if you have, that's like the big debate, In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. I've had In-N-Out, but not Shake Shack, so I can't contribute.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to say Shake Shack, no matter, even, I'm going to call it out right now. If Shake Shack sponsors this podcast and gives us free burgers, I don't want free shakes, then I won't ever eat at In-N-Out, ever in my life.
I was going to say, I was not that impressed by In-N-Out. It's not on my list.
Ooh.
Right now, not on my list.
All right.
Number one on my list, though, is Bebop's.
Oh, my God, that's not on my list, but somehow I missed it.
Kind of like a Des Moines thing, but oh, my God.
Bebop's is definitely...
The chicken sandwich, the fries and a shake.
You ever hear about the Bebop's challenge that we did in high school?
Yeah, you've told the story multiple times.
Oh, I don't know if I told everyone that's listening, so I'm going to tell
you, it. You have. I guarantee you have. Connor was on.
All right, yeah. Well, Bebop's challenge. Look it up. We made shirts.
That's on my places. That's like on my list of places I have to go whenever I go home. I don't always hit it, but it's on my list.
The best is going there like 11:30 on a Sunday afternoon. You're not hungover, not really hungover, but you're like maybe just a little bit of a headache going. Go.
I would always go. Anytime we had an early out in high school, we would run right away, and then we'd go to Bebop's afterwards.
Yeah, actually, post run it's really good too. I guess it's just good for everything.
It's just really just good.
Yeah, like middle of the run. Yeah. My right. Next one is. This is tough, actually. Jimmy John's. Definitely Jimmy John's. Big Jimmy John's guy.
That's up there.
For number 9 at Hot Peppers. Salt and vinegar chips and a Coke.
Turkey Tom.
You're basic.
Yep.
Although mine's pretty basic, too.
Sometimes I'll dabble and get the turkey, bacon, and ham.
Ooh. And ham?
Maybe it's just ham and bacon. Probably just ham and bacon.
Right on.
Yeah. Okay. My one complaint about Jimmy John's, leave the bread in there that they scoop at the top.
They don't always do that.
I want that bread.
They don't always do that.
I know, but I want that bread. They always do for me.
And I haven't had it in the one I go to near my place here or near work.
Well, I must be on the wrong spots because...
Although sometimes when they don't take it out, all my meat starts sliding out the side, so I have to like start eating it really weirdly. So I'm eating the sides with just the meat, and then I go back and eat the bread, and then like I have to eat some more sides. It's a task, but you also know that I eat really quickly, so.
Just to say more.
Next thing you know, it's gone. And here, from my next act.
My number two, I don't know, this might be a little controversial, I don't know. Casey's Pizza.
All right, I'll take it.
By the slice.
I'll take it. By the slice only.
By the slice.
I'll take it. I did say no pizza joints, but I get that one.
You really? No, you said no pizza joints if it's not truly fast food. That's fast food.
All right. I'm going to give it to you. I like it.
By the slice is not. So my other one was going to be, I hate Little Caesars, but I was going to put it on there just to have a pizza on there. Because that's fast food, too hot.
It is, but it's gross.
It's disgusting. So it's like, I can't do it. I'm like, what else is there? Casey's
Pizza. So, by the slice.
Is fast food.
I like it. I'm in. Sold.
Cool. We're on the same. You may continue.
My last one is just going to be McDonald's. It's got to be McDonald's.
Someone's got to say it.
Like, I'll never forget the McDonald's breakfast that Nick Jackson fell asleep in the McDonald's.
Sitting so good.
Straight up. So McDonald's has my heart.
Well, at the time after ICP, freshman year, we went to McDonald's like 7 p.m. and then we regressed 5 hours of feeling.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I don't know. We don't need to talk about that anymore. We're growing up.
I was going to take that as my third one, so now I got to think here. I might have to do Burger King just like the $1.29 nuggets.
Gross. That's disgusting. I
mean, it's so cheap, though.
Nope. Take it, but whatever. I'm done.
But Chipotle count?
Yeah, sure. That's quick. It's more fast casual, but I think it's fast food because they serve it in a way that you can leave right away.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't count Noodles & Co. in fast food.
Five Guys.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm gonna put as honorable mention, I'm gonna put Chipotle, but for real, my Mexican food.
I just can't commit to it. I can't really commit to it.
The Mexican food that's really the best fast food, Taco John's.
The potato lays are good.
Potato lays and their churros. You get 2 6-packs and a pound and you're feeding an entire volleyball team. I'll tell you that much.
Volleyball team.
Shout out to Exile volleyball team.
Oh yeah, your volleyball team.
Yeah. Half and half at Charlie's. And a 2 6-packs and a pound. Okay, good.
Honorable mention for me, Panda Express.
I'm out. Nope.
Yep.
Not
yep.
me.
Yep.
Not
yep.
me. Alright, let's jump this interview. We have Kayla Janto, second time. Let's go. Alright, now we welcome on a special guest, a reoccurring guest now, Kayla Janto. Kayla, welcome on for the second time.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here for my season 2 premiere.
Season 2 premiere. Don't call it a comeback.
Exactly.
Kayla, we'll start out the same way we always start out, but we didn't ask you this the first time, looking back at the record books. But what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
So, I put a little thought into this because I figured it was coming.
That's good.
I like it.
And I don't know if this moment has been shared already on this show.
We'll let you know if it has
Grant,
been.
Grant, this was a long time ago. It was our freshman year. And you ended up at Bridget in my dorm room with a couple other people. I think Ryan was there, Trevor was there. And we meandered down to the track, St. Thomas's track.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of walking around, and you decided it was going to be a good idea to take a swim in the steeple pit. Because it was a pretty nice day out, or a pretty nice evening.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it looked very enticing, I think. So
yeah.
You I think somebody you bet were me, take too. A little swim. What was that?
I think somebody bet me I couldn't do it, or I wouldn't do it, too.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't exactly remember the details, but you were pretty quick to take it up.
But
I do believe you were in the nude.
I was wondering if that part would come up or not.
Yeah, so you could say we became pretty close friends that night.
I wouldn't say it like that, but yeah.
Do you remember we found that lacrosse ball?
Yeah.
And we all just decided, like, yeah, let's all sign this ball.
And then...
And just be best of friends.
Yeah, we all signed the ball, and it said... Steeple, like, said something about jumping in the steeplechase. I think we still had that ball at the LGC somewhere. I might even still have it.
Yeah, I feel like I can't remember the last time I've seen it, but I think it was at the LGC.
It still exists somewhere in the world, whether it be in the dump or not.
And it lives on in its legacy.
Very scientific, because matter can't be created or destroyed, so.
I try, you know?
And, Charlie?
Ooh.
It's gotta be either... well, it was going to be me beating you in bowling this weekend.
Oh, we'll get back to that.
Pull that off.
But wait!
I had an early lead and I kind of choked, but either that or you just had a really lucky comeback. Skills, I'd say.
I'll call it lucky.
Well, I'll call it skills.
Kind of luck, though.
It was good. I was like rooting against you on that one, but I was kind of happy when you had a bad night.
My last frame was pretty subpar, and yours was very above average, so it kind of evened out. But I was happy to get over 100.
That's impressive.
That first game was tough.
It was heartbreaking, yeah. And being getting beat by Will by 1 point, seeing him go over 100, and I was just sitting at 99. So anyway, that's not my favorite moment of yours. I kind of brought it up this weekend, but I just still look back at our road trip to Florida and just like randomly waking up and telling you and Ryan, just like randomly deciding to route where we were going at like 2 a.m. and just being like, hey, guys, you missed your one turn in 250 miles 5 seconds ago. And it was like 5 minutes.
Boom.
Yeah, that was great timing, because we would not have gotten that for at least 100 more miles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think the way that you guys were going would have added like 45 minutes to our trip, so...
You probably wouldn't even notice. You wouldn't even noticed.
Except for so we went on a toll route. The way we were going was going to be a toll route, too.
Oh, that would have sucked.
Oh, gosh. So I saved us time and money.
I mean, it was 2 a.m. We didn't have to turn for, like, 3 hours, so we kind of just turned off the GPS, and then all of a sudden...
And just never turned it back on.
You just keep going.
Love it.
But I remember a lot of Imagine Dragons on that trip back, at least.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, no one threw a command drop is.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. And I had control the ox. Just a big mistake for everyone else.
Yes, never let Charlie control the ox cord. Never.
I was never allowed to have ox cord.
The car goes on fire because everyone wants out.
Didn't we also make a very random gas station stop on the way back and we all just got like the grossest food?
That's
that was again like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, we need caffeine bad.
So that's every trip, isn't it?
Yeah, but we got off and we were kind of hoping everyone was going to stay in the car because everyone was asleep. And then everyone got out and just slumbered around the gas station. It took forever to get everyone back in the car. It's like an hour down the road, Ryan and I, after slamming a bunch of caffeine, like, damn, I gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, yeah, me too. So we stopped on an off ramp. And, like, we just pulled over there and went to the bathroom because we didn't want to, like, go to anywhere official, like, you know, another gas station in case everyone else got out again because everyone was asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah.
So you just made a very quick pit stop and just got right back on the freeway.
It was
a good time. It was, like, the epitome of, like, a college road trip.
Oh, do you remember sitting... Sorry to keep on the same story here.
It's all right.
Like, we're like Alabama, so we're not too far into our trip, and we couldn't find a bathroom. And you and I were sitting in the back seat, about to like piss ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, would you guys ever pee in a bottle?
That's a common occurrence for me, though, honestly.
But would you ever pee in a bottle if you had to?
It would have to be... I'd have to be at my wit's end. Like, that wouldn't happen easily.
Pee your pants or pee in a bottle?
What?
Pee your pants or pee in a bottle?
Well, pee in a bottle.
I might pee my pants.
Especially, like, I'm not going to have...
I'm still wearing my pants.
Just ready. Are
we in the car. We talking leather seats or not?
Oh, God.
That really changes
the... it's terrible.
I think I go with... if it's leather, I think I'm peeing my pants.
I'm still wearing my pants.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right.
Well...
Let's move on to the actual interview part.
Sounds good.
So, if everyone doesn't know, you're in PA school. Almost a year in. That's
almost a year, yeah.
It's been really nice having you in the Chicagoland area. But I wanted to hear from you, what are the biggest differences and similarities between grad school and undergrad?
Oh, God. there's a lot of differences. It's so much more time spent actually in class. I had so much more free time in undergrad. You know, you only have like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 hours a day where you're actually in class in undergrad. It was a little bit more, I guess, because I had some labs, which were like 4 hours for undergrad. So that took up some time. But even still, I'm in class from 8 to 5 every day. So that just in itself, and then
40 hours a week
goes without. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody does that.
That I do a ton of studying outside of class too. So
I know I'm just giving a shit.
I guess other differences, like, it's a lot more focused. Even like in undergrad, I guess you kind of do your generals, get those out of the way, and then it becomes a little bit more focused based on what your major is. But this is purely just like everything we'll need to know for our specific career. And also, I think it's a lot more intense because everything feels so important, because we're going to need to know this material for the rest of our lives, like in clinical practice, and people's lives kind of depend on it. So it's a lot of pressure.
Let's drill into that a little bit. How do you feel about the fact that people are going to like put their lives in your hands? I was also going to say something, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's scary a little bit, but also it's like a big honor, you know? With that just comes the necessity to feel like I know what I'm doing, because that's a big role. And it's not something to take lightly, but also you get to share in people's like hardest times of their lives and some of the happiest parts of their lives.
Yeah.
So I think I'm excited.
So you said one more thing that I was just kind of interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence. So how do you ever think, and I'm not saying this is necessarily for you, but I want more of a generalized statement. Do you ever think that some like medical professionals are too confident in what they do? I mean, like if I go to get a knee surgery, I really would prefer to have the cocky surgeon doing my knee and not some guy who's like, well, I think this might turn out all right. And I totally understand it. But do you ever think that there are medical professionals who are too cocky about their abilities?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I totally think that. I think that's actually where most medical, poor decisions and oversights happen, is when doctors think they have it all figured out, because the human body kind of just throws curveballs at us, and we don't have everything figured out, and science is constantly progressing. So as soon as you think that you just know everything and you don't need to like stay up to date, that's when you have like big oversights and you can actually have malpractice. So yeah, I totally think there's the potential for that, and I think it does happen. So I think that's where a lot of the pressure that I put on myself comes from a little bit.
Right on.
But yeah.
Well, I respect that. I keep putting pressure on yourself, because I don't want you going to malpractice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal, to not.
We kind of touched on it already, but we went bowling this weekend, and I kind of saw some of your competitive nature come out, and I'm a pretty person myself, so it was quite fun. But is there a time that you remember that kind of got you in trouble?
For being too competitive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
It's kind of real catch 22 we just threw at you.
I'm trying to think. I mean, let's see. For sure, growing up, there was a lot of rivalry between my siblings and I. I don't know if I can think of like a particular time, but yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm so competitive sometimes that I'll just like try to be right in every single argument I have with Charlie. So Charlie and I get into arguments, and it's always settled by someone looking it up and saying, haha, fuck you.
Like the,
that sounds healthy.
The absolute zero question. Grant tried to convince me that you could actually reach absolute zero.
I swear to God, there was a place in the world where they actually did it. They got in those Kelvins and were going crazy. But anyway, doesn't matter. Next topic. Minnesota, Minneapolis. We've all lived there for a little while. But I got some weird did you knows. Some interesting facts. I'm going to ask you did you know, and I either want your best yes or no, or just like be like, wow.
How you react to it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's good because my
April Fool's just
kidding. That's good because my computer definitely was too, or my damn technology. So how about those Cubs, huh?
How about them Brewers, huh?
Yeah. So
slow down.
So, all right, here we go.
Grant, are you ready?
I was not ready. So did you know that
100% ready.
The Mall of America is the size of 78 football fields. 78. It's 9.5 million square feet.
Is that including parking lot space or just inside the building?
Hey, I'm just reading the stuff here. Don't.
I mean, my reaction to that is that's massive, and I almost don't believe it. But if you're reading a fact,
yeah, it's by 50states.com. Look it up. It's got to be real. Did you know that, oh, this is a good one. No, I don't want to sign up for your list. Minnesota has 90,000 miles of shoreline, more than California, Florida, and Hawaii combined.
So now what qualifies as a shore? Like all
anything that touches
rivers,
water.
Rivers, lakes,
ponds.
Yeah.
You guys are really killing me here.
So I'm just trying to...
It's the science.
The stapler was invented in Spring Valley, Minnesota.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool, huh?
What year?
What the I don't know.
Come on. Do your research.
The first intercollegiate basketball game was played in Minnesota on February 9th, 1895. Yeah, I got a date for you. You want to question that?
Who played?
No. I actually question that one. You know, like what teams?
Tonka trucks were developed. Tonka trucks were developed and continue to be manufactured in Minnetonka. That's not surprising.
I did know that one.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Unless that's a joke, in which case I didn't know.
Minnesota has one recreational boat per every six people, more than any other state. So one in six people in Minnesota have a boat.
So it's just like every family, basically.
There was one more. All right, here's the last one. This is for a lot of our listeners that really like golf. But Minneapolis has more golfers per capita than any other city in the country.
Really? Even, like, somewhere in Arizona?
I mean, people don't go to Arizona in the summer to golf. They go there in the winter.
Yeah, but there's...
And they're from Minnesota.
I suppose.
So, all right. That was our did you know.
That was...
I liked it.
That was eye-opening.
Yeah, I know.
So much history.
Now you guys know. Minnesota in a nutshell, right there. Tell your friends.
Right. So, a lot has changed since last year when I was on the show, because Grant lived in Iowa then, but I still lived in Minnesota. We were all three in separate states, and now we're in the same one.
Yeah, and now we're all within like 20 miles of each other too, maybe.
Pretty great.
Be safe.
We'll give it 30 just to be safe. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up the question segment. We've never, or for some reason, we didn't ask you this question. Must not have been developed yet. But it's a tattoo question, Kayla. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be, and where would you put it?
So, I think I would have to go with a lip tattoo.
Ooh.
Because I don't really like the idea of someone seeing my tattoo. So it would, I mean, it would be very painful.
But what would you get?
Mr. Grant could attest to that.
It didn't hurt too bad on my butt.
Yeah, but could you imagine it on the, like, I would do it on the inside of my lip.
I can't imagine seeing the needle. I'm scared of needles.
Yeah, and I would have to probably close my eyes because that would just be, like, right in my face.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'd be on my upper lip on the inside. And
upper lip?
Oh, dang. Yeah. That would hurt.
You had the little bridge thing. No.
No way. That would hurt too much.
Because what I would want is a tattoo of a mustache. So that when I flip up my lip, it looks like I have a mustache.
Dang.
You put the thought into this.
You were thinking about this one, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Genius.
Also, I've been told that when I smile, my upper lip kind of like disappears, which is very true. Like, I just don't have an upper lip. And so I think getting a tattoo might, like, enhance.
Oh, you're looking for some lip enhancement. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, without an actual filler. Just, like, right. It would probably be swollen for a little bit. So
you take a bunch of photos. Yeah, you and Kylie can hang out and see if... Ask her if that's what she did, too.
Who?
Kylie Jenner? Duh.
Oh. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll have to...
Come on. Get with it.
I thought you said Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Charlie got lip enhancement, too, but I wasn't going to tell anyone. You outed him.
Sorry, Charlie.
It's okay. I'm used to it. Okay. So, we actually did do a spelling bee last time, so we're going to do a trivia this time.
You feeling ready? Me and you.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
Grant, you go first.
All right.
No, there's no stealing.
Okay.
What color do you get if you mix all the light colors together?
What is a light color? What?
I don't know.
You know I'm bad at art.
The British website said light colors.
All the light colors. You probably get black. I'm just going to say black. Orange.
White. I don't believe that one.
That makes no sense.
That was like my first inclination, but it seemed wrong.
White's a lack of color. All right, I'll take it as a loss, but that's stupid. Go ahead. Yeah.
The British website might be fraudulent.
I don't like Brits. Just kidding, I like British people, but I don't like British websites. I want .com, not .uk.
Alright, Kayla. What is the symbol for silver on the periodic table?
I'm going to have to go with... Oh, okay. I got to really harness my inner science. Okay. It starts with an A, and I don't know if it's, I think it's A-G or A-U. I think it's A-G.
That's correct!
Yes!
Oh!
Grant was guessing A-U.
I was close.
What is A-U? I think A-U's...
Aluminum.
Oh, yeah. Aluminum.
No, is that's it? Just A-L. I
thought. No, it's... I don't know, man.
We'll figure it out.
You got a periodic table right there on your wall.
It's not a real one. Well, it was a real one, but it's not accurate anymore, and I can't read it.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, okay, great. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
It's technically, I believe it is a... It's weird because it's kind of both. Fruit, so the seeds are on the inside, which makes it a fruit?
Correct. He's on the board.
Woo!
All right, nice. Kayla. Name the country with the longest coastline. So very apropos to Grant's question earlier. But this is talking
the
about...
The longest what line?
Coastline.
Coastline.
Oh, coastline. Oh,
only talk about ocean coasts.
Only ocean.
Chile.
Wrong. It's no? Canada. Canada.
Oh. Yeah. It's that Arctic Circle up there, man.
Yeah, it's everything up there. All right, Grant, this is to force Kayla to get her next question right.
Oh, God.
The largest organ that the human body has is...
It's the epidermis.
Correct.
Wow.
The pressure is on. These last two questions, I flip-flopped. Grant, you were going to have this one, and Kayla, you were going to have that one, but I thought it'd be too easy.
Yeah.
So, Kayla, if liquor is 100 proof, How much alcohol does it contain by percent?
Oh, I know this.
Oh, God. You'd think I would know this, but I really don't.
It's really easy.
Okay. Like, my first gut inclination is that... No, because you can have a higher than 100 proof, so it can't be 100%. Is it like... Wait, I really have no idea. I'm going to go with, like... 50%.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, she got it.
Really?
No, that's right.
All right. So,
damn.
Tiebreaker question.
No, she won because I got the first one wrong.
Yeah, but she. It's
oh,
tied.
No, I got.
Oh, it's tied because she got Canada wrong. It is tied.
I don't have a tiebreaker question, so we're going to come up with one. This is going to be a joke. Okay. This is a trick. We already had this one, but no one got it.
Okay.
First person to buzz in, right, gets it?
Oh, gosh.
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Croatia.
Wrong, Grant. Devoid of the tie.
The Sea of Tranquility is located in... it has to be a country or a region? Middle East.
I would say you don't need country.
Middle East.
Oh. Wrong. It's on the moon.
Oh, that makes more sense. That is not a country.
I've never heard of this.
All right, we're gonna chalk it up to a tie.
Well done.
Well done to you as well. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye.
All right, that was Kayla Janto. Always a pleasure to have her on.
I feel like we've really grown as a podcast since we had her on, so it was good to bring her back. That was good.
Yeah, we might be seeing a couple more repeats here and there because we feel like we messed up the first time around and we want a second shot at it.
And that's a nice thing. We don't have that many friends.
And also, the second shot's a little more fun because people get into it a little more, I feel like.
People kind of know what we're working with a little bit, so yeah.
Charlie, I do have a question for you, though.
Grant, I probably have an answer. No promises. No guarantees.
All right. Well, I know that you're big into, like, bribing and stuff like that, so if you had all the money in the world, what sport would you make your kid play when you sent them to USC?
So for legal purposes, I have to say I don't accept bribes. I've taken a lot of bribery training at work, so I don't accept bribes.
You don't accept them, but you give them.
I don't give them.
Oh, okay.
But hypothetically
speaking,
what sport would I pay for my kid to be a member of?
Yeah.
Obviously the polo squad.
Oh, that's a great water polo or like
no.
Horse polo?
Water polo is way too difficult. Horse polo.
Water polo takes actual skills. I'm sure horse polo takes some kind of skills too.
Oh, right? Yeah. But, like, have you seen those water polo guys? They're jacked. Or ladies. No, my kid won't be able to do that.
Okay, I would want my kid to be, like, a surrogate on, like, the,
Can I clarify one more thing about my polo squad?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm talking like they'd just be the person who holds the horses on the sidelines. They're not actually playing the polo.
Well, I mean, they could be a coxswain on the.
No, so I think it's the equivalent of being a coxswain on the.
Do you think that there's scholarships for being like the bat boy on the baseball team?
Okay, so now this brings up another question. When I used to go to a lot of the University of Iowa football games, there's always one band member who just holds the ladder the conductor's standing on.
Yeah.
Are they on scholarship? Because I hope so.
I hope so, too. I would. If my kid got a scholarship for doing that kind of stuff, I'd be like, I love you.
I'd be so proud.
Yeah, this is amazing. Like, you're playing it right. It's like being a third-string quarterback in the NFL. You're never going to see the light of day, but you're going to make $1 million a year.
Yeah. Like, whew.
Yeah.
Ladder.
But, yeah, if I had to pay for my kid to play any sport... I mean, like, if I was going to bribe my way in, hypothetically, because obviously I don't accept bribes either. Never would, never will. I do bet.
I do gamble.
I think it would probably be, I don't know. It's kind of tough to think about. I didn't think about it before I asked you, so that.
I was just saying, I had a pretty good answer.
I know, you kind of killed it. Just to be a bat boy. Sounds nice.
A bat boy? That's not a bad.
No, I like it.
Usually, I mean, now there's like bat dogs, though, so like.
That's true, but some.
Dog.
Some of those bat dogs are getting out of hand.
They start doing laps.
They start running laps. You know, they're.
Easy, Sparky.
Yeah. Good boy, go too much.
All right, Grant, you always make me give my quote first. Role reversal. What's your quote?
However mean your life is, meet it and live it. Don't shun it or call it hard names. It is not so bad as you are. It looks poorest when you are the richest. Thoreau.
Deep.
I should have got last.
Nah, yeah, I know. On a shining moment here, when you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine.
Deuces.